The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and encourages you to change your core beliefs to make your life better. If you are ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom, alongside of your intellectual freedom, alongside of whatever other type of freedom we can buy, because we believe that life is not about being trapped in a body inside of a cage, inside of a country, inside of a social organization that says that you have to do what we tell you to do, and you have to live like we tell you to live. And if you don't, then we're going to repossess your body, throw it in jail, and forever let you suffer the pains and slings of arrows, right? So all of my life, I've been working to get away from that. And as I've worked with people to help them accomplish the same thing, I've told the story many, many times about what's most important in life to be successful. And the story I've told, and I wish I could give it exact credit to where I heard it. I know it was in a self-help book somewhere. It might have been Tom Peters, but he was quoting somebody else. So whoever I read it in their book, they had quoted somebody else. But it's a story about this professor that was teaching time management. And he got it in front of his class, and he pulled out a giant pickle jar. And he said, today we're going to see to what degree you can expand the capabilities of time. And so he pulls out a bucket of rocks and proceeds to place one large rock after another into the pickle jar. When it's filled up to the top, he turns to the class and says, so you see, our life is now full. This pickle jar is full, and life is now full, correct? And the class goes, yep, that's right, it's full. And he goes, no, you're incorrect. He said, now I can come back, and he pulls out another bucket with just small pebbles in it, and he starts to shake the pebbles in there. And, you know, he has to shake the rocks around a little bit, but the pebbles do eventually fall down in between the big rocks and fill in a little bit. He said, see, through proper planning, I was able to squeeze more in, correct? But now I'm full. And the students go, yeah, now you're full. He goes, no, not quite. And he pulls out a bucket of sand. And he proceeds to pour the sand into the pickle jar until the sand is filled up to the very top. And it appears there's no room for anything else. He says, see, now we're full, correct? And the students all go, yes, now we're full. He goes, nope, not quite. And he pulls out a pitcher of water and pours water into the pickle jar, which, of course, you know, filters in between the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand. And what happens here is that at the end of this little demonstration, the professor looks out to the class and goes, so what did we learn by this? And one of the students says, well, we've learned that there's unlimited amounts of time. If you arrange your stuff correctly, there's unlimited amounts of time. And he goes, no, absolutely wrong. What we've learned from this demonstration is that time is limited to the nth degree. It's limited. And in life, if you're going to get the big rocks in, you've got to put them in first. And those big rocks are the important things in your life. And so there's so many metaphorical things that come out of this picture of this pickle jar thing that just, it's so important. But I'm going to start today with a different approach, a different concept that I've used in the past. And that is, the story and the way this is normally taught from my perspective is most people don't get any of the big rocks into their life. Their life is filled with gravel and sand and water. And there's no stability to gravel and sand and water. It just sloshes around in there, and if you hit your pickle jar up the side of the head, the water and sand will just pop right out. It's just a mess. Living a life of pebbles and sand and water is nothing but a mess. Those things have no substance. They slosh around. If you push the pickle jar, to shake and then maybe fall off the table, right? And so that's the way I would normally teach this. You got to get those big stable rocks in first. That's very, very important that you get the giant stable rocks in first, right? But today, I was thinking about it even in a different approach. And that is, hey, I'm sitting here right now in my life looking at my pickle jar. And my pickle jar is filled. My rocks that I put in there are in there. I've accomplished everything that I ever set out to accomplish in life. And so I'm sitting back going, wow, what do I do now? And I came to the conclusion about a month ago just to sell some apartments I've owned for 15 years. And there was no real reason why. It was just simply because I had come to the feeling that my pickle jar was starting to corrode. What do I mean by that? Well, I want you to envision this picture. I have around my pool an area that is gardened off. It's a trench that has metal on both sides, and in the middle of it is rocks. The idea is this will trap water, so the water and the mud and all the stuff from the flower gardens will not flow out on to the beautiful deck. But I've lived at this house now for 5 years, and it was built a year before me or two, so 5 or 6 years. And during the 5 or 6 years, even though those rocks were in there, mud, silt had infiltrated those rocks to the point where now they're totally ineffective. Totally ineffective in that water just rolls right across the top of the rocks and the mud and goes right onto the deck and washes the dirt and debris right out onto the deck exactly like it's not supposed to. And so what I'm saying to you here is, hey, what if you, when you were younger, put the big rocks in the pickle jar? What if you did? And what if that made your life all that much better? Now, granted, a lot of you didn't get the big rocks in. And some of you got the wrong rocks in, which I'll cover in the next segment. But some of you did get the big rocks in. And today my discussion is going to be, hey, wait a minute. Even though we did the right things, we did effective things, because I know like Steve Davis's argument is there's no right or wrong. He got that from somebody, Tony Robbins. There's effective or ineffective. So we've done those effective things that we've all known we should have done. We've, you know, swung and hit a home run in many things in our life and hit good, hard doubles and triples and other things in life. And we're sitting here now down the journey of life going, why doesn't it feel the same anymore? What is different now? I don't get it. Why do I not feel the satisfaction that comes along with succeeding at all of the big rocks? And then it dawned on me is that the big rocks lose their effectiveness as rocks just as soon as they're filled up with mud and silt and minutia. In other words, you went out and did those big giant things were important. But then all of a sudden, all the other stuff in life filled in the blanks. It wasn't planned for. All of a sudden, the rocks were no longer effective in your life. Because what I'm going to call today the change influencers in your life have changed. Those things which stimulated something to be a big rock when you were 20, 30 years of age, by the time you're 60, which I'm coming up on, I've got a birthday coming up here in the next couple of days. And when you hit that age, you look back and go, you know, those influencers no longer influence me. They no longer have any stimulation in my life at all. Very little. Why? because I've accomplished them. Now I've got a giant jar filled with rocks, with mud and mildew and all kinds of dirty, stinky stuff around them, simply because I've got the wrong rocks. So my friends, today when we come back, let's talk about dumping that rock jar upside down, that pickle jar. Let's talk about how to go back and redesign your life if you're like I am at some point in your life where it's time for a change. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has taken people by the hand and taught them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national investor of the year awards 9 of the last 9 years. It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to 5waywemakemoney.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. In our normal discussions from day-to-day radio shows, we talk about the big rocks, getting the big rocks into your life first to make sure that you've got room in the pickle jar for the big rocks. And what I want to go through right now in this segment is the fact that success in life, and success is only meaningful in that whatever goal you set for yourself, you accomplish that goal. There is no definite, actual, written success level. It's undefinable. But if you look at the success of your goals, the ones you set in your life, and what you would like your life to be like, if you were to grade your life, and I mean, I meet people all the time, man, that they hate their life. They don't think there's any chance that life could be good. There's a good segment of America, I would say, my guess, 50% of Americans out there that believe they don't have any control over their life whatsoever. They are who they are because their parents, their race, their color, their creed, their nationality, their religion. They believe that, you know, if God wanted them to be successful, God would have just made them successful. They wouldn't have to work for success, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I look out there and I see people and I think to myself, okay, look, I must be a really weird person because here I am, a bit older, elder statesman now, and sitting here saying, I've accomplished every goal I've ever wanted to accomplish. My problem, my challenge is I sit there by myself in the breakfast place, sitting there with all the other old people, reading newspapers, relaxing, having breakfast by myself because I don't have to get up and go to work. My real question is, what happened to all the fun I had while I was trying to be successful? All the accomplishments. So we're going to come around to that in a second, but before we get there, I want to take you back because I think there's a step that we need to look at before we go further, because when we go further, we're going to cover it again, but in a different way. And that is, when you originally designed the major rocks to put into your jar, what were they? Some people get the rocks wrong, right? And so I believe that the rocks are health and fitness and education and financial stability, family stability, and relationship stability. Now, what happens when a person picks a bad rock? I've seen entire lives destroyed because of a marriage. And to the point where the person I met could never, ever get back on their feet again from the total devastation of one bad choice. Pick the wrong person to get married to. I've seen people completely ruin their lives on one bad choice to get busted for drugs. And 5 or 10 years later, as a felon, they can't get jobs. They have a stigma about them. Whatever it is. But, you know, one bad choice somewhere along the way, driving drunk and killing somebody, destroys your life forever. I've seen people that gained 100 pounds after high school. And, you know, you don't gain 100 pounds all in one day. You've got to physically stuff your face to death, eat like a pig, and move very little to accumulate 100 pounds of body weight in most cases. Now, obviously, some people have different metabolisms than others. I get that more than anybody because I was a little fat kid. But even as a little fat kid, once I understood it's calories in, calories out, you can't gain weight if you don't eat enough calories to gain weight, that it became logical to me that that's a big rock. That's a choice. That is a life choice. And so as you sit here in life, we start out with how many bad choices did you make in life? That choice polluted everything in your pickle jar, right? Just destroyed everything that's in there. Doesn't matter how many other big rocks you got into the jar. They got into the jar. You were married. You had a good job. You were physically fit. You were this. You were that. And then something else, one thing wrong, blew it all up. Now, I hear stories like that all the time, and I'm always challenge to believe that just one thing in life can destroy everything, because we all have challenges. It's how you deal with those challenges. But again, even so, I would suggest to you that you put enough of these bad rocks in your life early on, and it's very hard to overcome that until you stop and listen to where I'm at today. Today, I'm sitting here with a completely different problem. It's not that I put the wrong rocks in. I got the right rocks in. And I was able to manage the pebbles and the sand and the water that flushes around and dumps in and out of your life. That didn't bother me. I went through it all, got through it all, right? But what happens when, just over time, the rocks themselves become dirty? They've taken up too much space in there. There's too much stuff in your life. And at some point, you have to back off and say, wait a minute, I need to rethink this process again. This is a new season of my life, and I need to relook at it. Now, I'll tell you what happened. With that trench with those rocks in it and all the mud and all that stuff I had in my yard, I had them take that out and clean it all out, clean all the rocks off. And it was amazing. That which I thought was an ugly mess became a very beautiful thing again. The trails of the rocks around the flower beds and separating the beautiful swimming deck from the flower beds, it was a thing of beauty once I cleaned it out. It just needed to be cleaned out. Now, when you clean it out, you go, you know what? Maybe let's rearrange these rocks a little bit. Maybe they're, you know, we'll get some smaller ones in here and some bigger ones over here. Or maybe it's time to not have rocks. There was a whole part of the around my pond that I had these decorative rocks, and I just pulled it out. Said I want flower beds right up to the walkways by the pond, because I don't want, you know, that mud and dirt and everything, and I won't have to get in around all that stuff by the pond. So let's just take care of it and have the plants grow right to the edge of the pond. And you know, when I did that, that was beautiful. Now, it wasn't that the rocks were a bad idea when they were put in. It's just that at this point in my life, they were the wrong thing for what I needed at that point. So all of the landscaping that was out there, all the beautiful stuff, I had to start rethinking it. And so they worked on me to take out the fence, and they beat me up bad to get rid of the fence around the pool, which is supposedly the protection of the kids from the wet area. And I took out half of it that we could take out, in that it would allow for more view, but it still protected the pool from children being able to get to it. Made a big difference. Looks great. It was something in life that needed to go away. And the point I'm trying to make to you today in this talk is, in some of your lives, not all of you, this is just for those of us that have hit this point at 20 years of age, 30 or 40 or 50. I think I've probably hit it about every 10 years. At some point in your life, it's time. Dump the rocks back out on the ground. Clean them. Reevaluate them. And figure out which ones need to get back into the life. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about this topic and how to do it and how to go ahead and start over in your life, living a new way. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you put in a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity Capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to fivewayswemakemoney.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to fivewayswemakemoney.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about something completely different. We're talking about starting over, completely starting over with your entire belief system. You know, we carry around thoughts with us and belief systems that we've had since we were 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. And sometime in your life, it just pays to just give it all up. And, you know, I'm using the proverbial story of the pickle jar where you find that you can only get so much in your life, no matter how you arrange it, so you better get the big rocks in first. But I'm going even one step further and saying, hey, even if you're out there right now, those of you out there that are successful in that they said get a job, you got a job. They said get a 401k, you got a 401k. They said get an IRA, you got an IRA. They said get married, you got married. They said had kids, you had kids. They said get your kids in school, you got your kids in school. So you've done all the stuff that the world has wanted you to do. You've lived out the big rocks of your parents' dreams for you. You've lived out the big rocks of your college degree. You've lived out, you know, what your professors wanted you to live out. You've lived out all these other expectations, all these rocks that everybody else in your life wanted you to live out. And what I'm suggesting to you, which is pretty radical, to be honest with you, is that you just stop about every 10 years and pour the rocks back out on the ground. Clean them off. Some of them still beautiful, still worth having in there. But maybe some of them aren't that big anymore. And the reason they're not that big is because the things in life, which are the influencers, I call them change influencers in life, they change. For example, when you have no air, the only thing on earth that's important is air. Now that you have air, you don't even think about air. It's not all that important to have air, right? When you're thirsty and you're in the desert, you're dying of thirst, the only thing that's important is water. But we have unlimited water, so we don't really care about water unless you live in California where they won't let you use it. They have to ration it. Then all of a sudden, water becomes important. Then you talk about food. You know, if you're starving, food is the most important thing in your life. But then after that, food has very little influence on you anymore. And you go on down the line. Money has a lot of influence on you when you don't have it. I mean, it's a massive influencer. It influences just about how you do every other thing in your life, who you get married to, how many kids you have, how you raise those kids, where you raise them at. It influences how you dress. It influences everything in one way or another. And then later on, when you have all the money in the world and just sit in the bank and you go, Del, this is ridiculous. No, it's not. You know, there's people out there right now that got money in the bank and they go, you know what? I've got $1 million or I've got 500,000 or I've got 10 million, whatever. I don't know what number makes you feel comfortable, but whatever that number is sitting out there in the bank, you're going, you know, I really don't know what to do with it. I got millions. What do you do with it? Well, I want to keep it there for security. Okay, well, as a security blanket has influence, right? Then you go, okay, but I have enough money to live for the rest of my life. Okay, so it doesn't really even worry about security. Now safety, okay, what else? And you start thinking about it. You're like, okay, this is not a gigantic rock anymore. That rock needs to be taken care of and moved around inside of the jar, or maybe even sand it down a little bit, maybe chip it up a little bit. It's not that important anymore. But maybe other things are. Maybe for you, you know, you look at it and you go, what about age? Age can be a massive stimulator. It could be a massive stimulator for me when I was young because I wanted to get everything done before I got old. I wanted to be able to accomplish my goals while I was still young enough to enjoy the outcome. Now that I'm old, now that I've had staph and cancer and torn my rotator cuff off and torn my bicep off and now blown my knee out and had to have knee surgery, I now understand that I was absolutely right to use age as a stimulant to accomplish goals at a much earlier age than all of my friends and relatives and acquaintances that I met, to become retired at 34 years of age instead of waiting till I was 44, 54, 64. That was important. But now you can look at age and go, okay, age can be a stimulant or it can be something that's negative. In other words, you go, man, I'm too old to do stuff now. And if you start seeing the world half empty like that, then you just don't have the energy. You just don't have the energy to do it anymore. Or you can use age to be a stimulant and say, man, I got to get this done. I don't got a lot of life left. I got to get something done. So age becomes an influencer. Health, oh my gosh, is health an influencer. You would have had to have killed me 5 years ago to keep me out of the gym. Swear to you, you would have had to kill me. I would have worked out. If I couldn't get to the gym, I would have worked out like you see guys in prison doing push-ups, 400 push-ups a day, 6,000 sit-ups, whatever you had to do. I would never, ever, ever, 10 years ago, not work out. Now, for the last 4 years, I haven't worked out. For the last year, I haven't worked out at all. I got down to where I was hardly working out with weights and just doing some aerobics. And then I got to where when I blew my knee out, I can't even do aerobics. And I just quit. Said, you know what? Almost everything on my body is destroyed. I'm just going to quit and stop working out. And health became a massive influencer in what I was going to do or not do in my life. Now, when I look at it, I pull back and say, okay, now that everything's functioning again, how should I look at health and how should I look at fitness and how big a rock should that be and how does it fit into that jar, right? These are things that you really have to rethink at different points in your life. Family. Hey, when you're young and you're raising your family and you've got kids, and I see this, it's interesting. I got a couple that are good friends of ours, and I think he's in his 60s. He's older than I am, and I don't know how old she is, much younger probably. And they have marriages. They have kids from two different marriages, their old marriage and their current marriage. But because they got together later in life, they're kids. They still got kids. At 65 years of age, this guy's still toting kids with him everywhere he goes. And I'm looking at that. I'm going, man. Now, I remember when I was talking with a girl one time. Her goal was to have kids as early as she could have them, 18, 19 years of age, so that by the time they were 18, she was still young. She could still have a life by the time her kids had grown up, and she'd be around for her grandkids. So it's interesting how these different influencers can be put into a set of rocks that influence your life that 10, 20, 30 years don't make any sense anymore. In other words, why? Why have kids when you're 50, 60 years old? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Now it does to somebody else, obviously. But why? That's a big rock, but maybe it should end being a big rock when you're 50, 60 years old. You know what I mean? And yet you see these movie star guys at 70 years old marry these little 20 and 30-year-old wives. And, of course, the wives want to have their kids. So they get the inheritance from the guy. And so they have their kids, you know, whatever, just to have kids because they don't want to go without that. And so that influencer becomes the family. In other words, in your life, many, many people are going to have the ability to influence you. Your family is one. But at some point, with all the influence that the family had, and even if they gave you good big rocks, let's take it on the positive. Your family gave you good big rocks when you were a kid. You got the big rocks in the jar. You did it. You went to college. You got a job. You got married. You had your kids. You did everything the way they said, 401k. Boom. Now you're 45, 50 years of age, and you're looking at it and going, boy, why am I not getting any enjoyment anymore? And the reason you're not getting any enjoyment anymore is because the goal is never the satisfaction. Stated a different way, life is not about destinations. Destinations are always anticlimactic. Life is about the journey. And when you have old rocks in there that you've already accomplished in your jar, there's no journey left. And when there's no journey left, there's no joy. because life is about the journey, not about the destination. So my friends, again, as we go to the next break here, I want to bring this point across to you again. Even if you've accomplished all of your goals, sometimes it's important to tip the pickle jar over, throw the rocks back out on the ground, get rid of all of the sand and the pebbles and the water, clean off the rocks, get rid of a few, pick up a few new ones that are important, rearrange them within the jar, and then let life put all the rest of the pebbles and the sand and the water. Because I'll tell you this, the pebbles and the sand and the water come from other people. They don't come from you, your desires, or your goals. And they are going to come. There's no doubt. You can't even keep them away if you try. There's going to be demands on your life. I mean, I ran into a demand today where I went to renew my license. I couldn't renew it because they said I owed some money. I never even got billed for it. And yet, there it was, controlling my life. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to fivewayswemakemoney.com. That's fivewayswemakemoney.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing change. In fact, we're discussing something even more powerful than change. We're discussing starting over, a complete restart. You know, even computers, every once in a while, you have to just turn them off and reboot them. It's amazing. So much stuff gets cluttered that if you don't just turn it off, it's amazing. Even happens to the phone, to where at some point you just have to reboot. And I think in life, the same thing happens with human beings. You look around and your life is filled with reboot. I mean, or with, not reboot, but it's filled with all kinds of stuff that's just cluttered up your life. I know that when I had cancer, and number one, I didn't think I was going to live, didn't know if I was going to live, had no way of knowing, thought that it was stupid of me to not enjoy my life. I picked up a habit, a hobby that I really liked, which was trains. I really loved trains. I loved collecting them. They were fun to collect. There's such a variety. But by the time I had gotten over my cancer and I could get back out and live life again, the trains took on a completely different meaning to me, which was very little. One, because I had accomplished everything you'd want to accomplish as far as collecting. I had just about every one you could possibly buy, every variety that I liked. So the collecting part of it was over. The building a thing to start playing with them didn't hold a lot of enjoyment for me, because it's basically doing something by yourself, and I myself am not a person that likes to do stuff by themselves. I mean, it just, there's no stimulus unless there's people around. And so sitting in there, you know, if I'm going to be alone, I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to do something that has stimulus on me. The train thing was fun, but it wasn't enough to be that kind of a stimulus. And so it just sits there now. So now when I go through this life change I'm going through right now at this age, I got asked the other day by my girlfriend, but what about the trains? And I said, you know, I'm not going to do them. I had planned to build this elaborate layout, and I had started it, had got a lot of it done. When I got it done, I found that I wanted it even nicer, so I tore it back down again, got ready to do it even better. And then when I got through that process, I said, you know what? There's just, I don't care anymore. Yeah, it's fun. It's cool. If it were there, yeah, maybe I'd play with it, but not to the extent, to the level at which I had engaged in it. So now the train thing is, you know, it went from, hey, we'll have the little train around the Christmas tree at Christmas, to, hey, when I was first getting started in it and getting excited about it, I had a nice little layout, to now I'm going to build the largest layout there ever was in the state of Texas, to now I don't care. Let's go back to just have a little layout. We can run some trains around a circle and let the kids play with them when they come over, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. I mean, it just changed. And I'm telling you a story not because trains mean anything to anybody. I'm telling you a story because literally at one point when I was dying of cancer, those trains were the only thing that I had to live for. They were my fun. They were my challenge. It was my hobby. You know, I had planned to take them to Ronald McDonald House and let all the kids with cancer play with them. I had big dreams, but it was because I was focused on that because I couldn't be focused on almost anything else at that time because no other long-term goals could be accomplished, not knowing if you were going to be alive. And so I had to reboot. And I'm saying right now, when I sold those properties the other day and had to do the 1031, which is why I was out all last week, taking an entire week off and not doing the radio show, I realized that my pickle jar is filled with sand and mud and minutia, and it's time to be cleaned out. I've got to figure out what it is in life I want to do, and the only way I'm going to do that is to take all the rocks out, clean them off, examine them, and make the difference. So what are we looking for? Well, first of all, we got to look at life from what are the big rocks? That's step number one. What are the big rocks? And by the way, I don't expect you to write this down if you're driving, so I won't. It's here for you on the podcast. You can get it. But number one, figure out what the big rocks are. Number two, once you've pulled these big rocks out, clean them off. In other words, examine them and see if they still have the same luster in your life that they had when you first picked up that shiny rock and stuck it in your jar. Are they still important to you? Or have those things changed? Has the importance of that in your life changed? Now, if it's changed, you've got to ask yourself the next set of questions. On each rock, if it no longer has the luster, do I need to keep the rock there or get rid of the rock? Is it just something I don't even need in there at all? Or, and here's the other possibility, do I just change the direction of the rock? In other words, do I change the direction from wanting to make money to wanting to become a charity person? Do I change the direction from wanting to be an athlete to, you know, a powerlifting, bodybuilding, big, strong, muscular guy to wanting to be a long-distance jogger? Do I change the pace of what I'm doing? In other words, I was going to get there, but now I better get there quicker. It's time to do it all right now and get it done. Or have I been working way too hard to try to get this done way faster than needs to be? And then, of course, there's the degree. How many trains do I really need? How much money do I really need? To what degree have I been trying to take this? Right? You go through these degree choices in life. To what degree do I really need these? And as you examine them, as you examine those three questions on each of those big rocks, each big rock, health, fitness, welfare, family, friends, money, all those big rocks, do I need a directional change? Do I need a change of pace? Do I need a degree change? On any of those big rocks, you then look at the influences that are on you and decide, have the old influences worn off, and are there new influences in life that make the most difference? What are the influencers? Age, money, health, and family. Those are going to be the influencers that have in some way changed the meaning of those rocks in your life. And when you've looked at that, you've looked at the change of the meaning in the rocks, you now can fill that jar back up again confidently, realizing that if you don't get those big rocks in first, all the minutia of life will fill up your jar. It's no different than what it was when you're 20 and you were filling that jar up for the first time. You still got to get the big rocks in first, and they've got to be the right rocks. The only difference now is that what the right rocks were 20 or 30 or 40 years ago may not be the same right rocks today. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation. The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag Ask Del.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.